الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي بَلَغَ الْعُلَا بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our viewers of the social media, as well as those who are joining us in this program worldwide. We say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to every one of you. Subhanallah, it is indeed through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have come once again. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are hoping that we will have a beautiful program, inshallah azza wa jal, together with our amazing viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, that are always waiting for this program, mashallah. And we do receive your messages. We, of course, have something very important to discuss. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will, of course, then use this platform to call people towards righteousness and forbid people from committing evils. Inshallah azza wa jal, propagating the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as the teachings of the Holy Quran, is, of course, our mission. And therefore, inshallah, keeping this in mind, let us begin with our program for today. And that is when we begin and we give you the virtues and blessings of increasing your recitation of Durood-e Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who recites abundance of Durood upon me on a Friday, on the day of Jumu'ah, I will intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. In other words, you will receive the intercession of Mustafa Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Of course, without the intercession of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how would we enter Jannah? But this means, inshallah azza wa jal, that especially, particularly on a Friday, try and increase your recitation of the Durood-e Pak. Kalamul Imam, yani Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman ne bada khoob farmaya hai, shafaat kare hashr mein, shafaat kare hashr mein jo raza ki, shafaat kare hashr mein jo raza ki, siwa tere kisko ye qudrat mili hai, siwa tere kisko ye qudrat mili hai. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, a very beautiful kalam recited by a Naat Khan known as Muhammad Asif Attari, and he has recited this kalam, main madine mein hoon. Chale ye kalam sunte hain, and immediately after this Naat-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will continue with our program. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Shukriya aapka sultan madine wale, mujh saasi bhi hai mehman madine wale, mujh kamine ko madine mein bulaya tumne, ye ehsaan pe ehsaan madine wale,
main madine mein hoon, main madine mein hoon, main madine mein hoon.
نظر خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں جانتے ہو مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں
میں مدینہ
مدینے کا دو اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو کا سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں
میں مدینہ
جلوائے یار کا ان کے دیدار کار مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں
مدینہ
تار کو موت قدموں میں دو اپنے اپنے تار کر ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں Ameen, Allahumma Ameen, Thumma Ameen. May we go to the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Kya bada pyara kalam tha, mashallah. Increasing the love, devotion and connection to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, what can be said, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel? This that we possess, all that we have in our lives is of course the blessings of our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The poet had said so beautifully, Madine ki wali, do alam ke data. Ay, hay, hay, hay. مدینے کی والی دو عالم کے داتا میری بھی نظر سوئے طیبہ لگی ہے مدینے کی والی دو عالم کے داتا میری بھی نظر سوئے طیبہ لگی ہے میں محتاج ہوں ایک نگاہ کرم کا اللہ 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 میں محتاج ہوں ایک نگاہ کرم کا تمہارے کرم پر میری زندگی ہے تمہارے کرم پر میری زندگی ہے. It is the karam and the faizan and the blessings of our beloved Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Stay connected to Madinatul Munawwara. Your heart will be enlivened, inshallah azza wa jal. Stay connected to Madinatul Munawwara. Stay connected to the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will then really enjoy your life, dear viewers, under the Madini channel. Ek bada pyara aur ek bahut usko yu kehlein ki it is a very informative and a thought-provoking story in the Holy Quran Pak. Listen to this beautiful and amazing parable in the Holy Quran. And this parable is related to the people of this Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known as Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when made parda from his worldly life, when he demised from this dunya, then after him, his deputy was Hazrat Sayyidina Yusha bin Noon alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed this prophet or this deputy as well with the station of prophethood. Ye bhi Allah ke messenger guzar chuke hain. Subhanallah. And after him, his deputy was Hazrat Sayyidina Kalib bin Yunana alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the second deputy. And he was also blessed with the station of prophethood. And the third deputy was Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with the station of prophethood as well. He was also known as Ibnul Ajuz. For he was the son of a very old woman. And he was also famous and known by this title of Ibnul Ajuz as well as Zulkifl. The reason behind Ibnul Ajuz, as we know, as I had mentioned, that he was the son of a very old woman, meaning that he was born when his mother was very old. So he is the son of a very old woman. So Ibnul Ajuz and Zulkifl is because he, alayhi salatu wasalam, took 70 such prophets under his custody and protection and saved them from the severe massacre of the Jews who intended to kill these prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore, since he had saved them from this massive attack of the Jews, therefore, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, is known as Zulkifl as well. He saved himself by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he remained alive for many years with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he continued calling people towards righteousness. There is a tribe from the Bani Israel that lived in the city of Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam. Dekhiye, ye bada pyara aur ek bahut ahem waqia hai. Isme kai sare sabak hame milte hain. And inshallah azza wa jal, if only we could implement those points inshallah azza wa jal in our life and learn from this, that as Muslims, what should we do? Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam, this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the city that he lived, a tribe of the Bani Israel that lived in his city, at that moment they were afflicted with plague, with a disease and virus, which was of course life-taking, and many of them had died. Thousands of them were affected with this disease known as plague. And since we all know it is a very dreadful disease, Once you are affected with this, then it's very difficult to survive. And therefore, due to the fear of death, 70,000 log from the tribe of Bani Israel then escaped and left that city which was affected with this disease. And they basically went into the jungles and they settled there with the fear of death. Ki hum marna to nahi hai, hume zinda rehna hai. To hum us disease se, us bimari se bhagenge. Aur is tarah agar hum bhagenge to apni zindagi ko hum bacha palenge. They thought that by doing this, they would be able to save their lives. And so happened, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel, that Allah Azza wa Jal did not like their idea of escaping and running away from that disease or from that city and town. And they went in the jungles to settle. So therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal sent his angel. Allahu Akbar. By the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, this angel came and he stood or he hid himself in the mountains of the jungle, around the mountains, near the jungle. And with a loud shriek, Allahu Akbar, he said, Mutu, meaning die, all of you die. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That voice was so loud, Allahu Akbar, that due to the fear of that sound and voice, 70,000, 70,000 people that lived in the jungle, ek hi jhatke mein sare ke sare chale gaye. All of them had died immediately, instantly. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel, in the tafasir and in the commentary of the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that for several days, their body remained in the jungle. Tafsir Khazin mein hai ki, for 8 days, their bodies remained in the jungle. Kyunki itne zyada log the, kasrat ke saath, matlab 70,000 log the, kam o besh. So how could they, of course, then arrange for their burials and stuff like that? So basically, they let their bodies be like that. Some people that were living in the town, due to the stink and the bad odor that was emanating from their bodies, Allahu Akbar. Jo badbu thi, wo sab jungle mein nahi thi. It was not only in the jungle, but rather the stink and the smell that was coming out of their corpses had caused the other peoples in the near and surrounding areas to also suffer. And they could not take the stink and smell that was coming out of their corpses. Therefore, they came and they built a wall around the jungle. Ki jo isme mare hue hain, isi mein reh jaye. It was very difficult to arrange for qabr, matlab qabr khudwana, to dig a grave and to arrange for their burial was very difficult. It has been mentioned that after several days, Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar, he was passing by that area, and when he reached that place where those 70,000 people were laying dead, unki jo chamde the sab gal chuke the, it was their skin and their meat, their flesh, everything was all vanished and skeleton. Allahu Akbar, only bones could be seen. He alayhi salatu wasalam then with tearful eyes in a sorrowful voice made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akram Al-Akramin, Maliko Mola. Jo bhi the, ye log hamare log the. These people were my people, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Maut ke gham se, in the fear of not dying, with the fear of that bimari, that virus, that sickness, that plague, they had escaped the city and they have settled in this jungle, which of course you did not like, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Lekin, jo bhi the, ye hamare log the, they used to help me. Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Now I am left all alone. These people believed in you and believed in me as your prophet. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. He made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with a very sorrowful voice and heart. And this answer or this dua and supplication of Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam was then answered. And Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most merciful, Allahu Akbar, he revealed wahi upon Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam ki, now you supplicate and make dua and command those bones to assemble. Jo haddiyan reh chuki hain, chamde aur jo gosht hai, wo to zaya ho chuke hain, khatam ho chuke hain. Now make dua for the haddiyan, for the bones to assemble. And therefore, he alayhi salatu wasalam made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as he made dua, those bones that were scattered, they all assembled into skeletons. Then the second wahi was revealed upon him, oh Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam, now supplicate for those bones and skeletons to wear the skin and meat, for the flesh and meat to appear on those skeletons. Make dua for this. And therefore he supplicated for this as well. He commanded those skeletons to wear the meat and the skin. And suddenly, over those 70,000 corpses that were laying on that open field, Allahu Akbar, suddenly, after the bones had formed into skeletons, meat and skin and flesh appeared onto their skeletons and bones. And then wahi was revealed upon Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Now command them to resurrect and stand. Allahu Akbar. And as he had commanded those skeletons to wake up by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, all 70,000 skeletons that had formed up that meat and flesh and skin had stood up. Allahu Akbar. And as they got up, they all unanimously said, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta. Allahu Akbar. They began to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. They began to praise Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then after they had awoken, after experiencing that death, Allahu Akbar, it has been mentioned that then they went back into the city despite that plague and sickness and virus which had killed thousands of other people. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it has also been mentioned in the tafasir of the Holy Quran ki agarche Allah Azza wa Jal had given them life once again after death. Marne ke baad Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, through His mercy, Rahma, He had given them life for the second time. But kaha jata hai ki in their nasl, in their progeny, unke bachcho mein, there used to be a very terrible and a very bad odor and smell that used to emanate from their children, such as dead carcasses, dead corpses. And whenever they used any clothes, it would turn into kafan and shroud. Ya, jis tarah se kafan ganda ho jata hai in the grave, when the grave is dug and there was a body before that, then you would notice that the kafan turns a different color. Any clothes that they would use and wear would turn and take the color like that of a kafan and shroud. Allahu Akbar. In the tafasir and in the commentaries of the Holy Quran regarding this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, oh my beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, have you not seen when those people, and this is the summary of this ayah, have you not seen when those people had escaped from the city and they had run towards the jungles in thousands of numbers, وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ, with the fear of not dying, fear of saving their lives. They fear that they will die, death will approach them if they would not leave that city and take custody in the jungles. Allahu Akbar. So, ek do nahi bhaage the, balki hazaron ki tadad mein wo apne shehron ko chhod karke junglon ki taraf ravana ho chuke the. Faqala lahumullahu mutu. So then, he told them to die. Allahu Akbar. And therefore, sare ke sare mar gaye. ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ. And then we had given them life once again. Unko humne dubara zinda kiya. Allah Azza wa Jal says, then we revived them. We given them life once again. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allahu Akbar. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful towards mankind. He is merciful towards the people. Allahu Akbar. His rahmah and His mercy, He is munificent, is amazing. But walakin aktharu an-nasi la yashkurun, but many men are very, very ungrateful. This is the problem, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that we are ungrateful upon the mercies of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given us life, He had given us these bounties that we possess in our lives in the form of health, in the form of wealth, in the form of dawlat, in the form of shuhrat, izzat, rutbah, status, power, authority. We have countless bounties of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Magar hum phir bhi na shukri ada karte hain, na shukri karte hain. We show no gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ghazali balki farmate hain ki, if only we want our luxuries to last, if you want to make those bounties last you for a very long time to come, if you are enjoying what you do have in your life and you want that to remain with you, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala had mentioned, then learn to make the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal by showing gratitude and giving thanks for what you possess and what you have will allow that ni'mah and bounty to last you for a very long time. Subhanallah. So that is to increase your bounty. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you show gratitude and give thanks, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you even more. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, isse pehle ki hum mazid aage badhein, ek aakhri sabak hum sunna chahenge, wo ye hai ki, of course, from this narration, is waqiye se jo humne seekha hai, wo ye hai, ulama farmate ki, maut and death is that no one can ever escape from. Matlab ye ki, jis waqt mein ye likha hai ki humne is dunya se jana hai, Allahu Akbar, there is not 1 second later or after. Before or after, we cannot delay mouth and death. Jahan likha hai, jaisa likha hai, kab likha hai, wherever it's written, however it's written that we have to leave this dunya, we will have to go, dear viewers, under some other channel. It is not in our hands. It is only Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Up tak, there is no technology and there would never ever be anything like this that can determine the time of death as to ye kab aayega. Ye jab aayega inshallah azza wa jal, then we should be prepared to leave this dunya, and we should always make dua to Allah azza wa jal that we gain mouth in a good way. Iman pe bede mouth Madine ki gali mein, may we receive such a death that will be in Madinatul Munawwara. Inshallah azza wa jal, aur bhi isme sabak hai, lekin chale hum aage badhte hain. We have a very beautiful package for you to understand inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers, we make dua all the time. And we say, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, grant me this, or Ya Allah, grant me that. But remember one thing, whenever we supplicate, we should use the words with afiyah. Ya Allah, grant me this or that thing, but with afiyah, with well-being. The reason why is that times you can suffer harm if you do not say these words. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who hasn't heard about him? A great muhaddith, a great scholar of Islam, and one of the mujtahid imams. He states that when he was young, he memorized the Qur'an Pak, but then he dedicated himself to the study of hadith, and he made a dua, Ya Allah, grant me tawfiq to strengthen what I have memorized from the Qur'an. But he did not use the words afiyah along with it. And he says, I was given the tawfiq to strengthen what I had memorized, but where? In prison. Meaning when I was in prison, that's where I had the tawfiq to strengthen my Qur'an Pak and what I had memorized of it. So whenever we supplicate, whenever we do dua, we should say, Ya Allah, grant me this thing with afiyah, with goodness and well-being.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamuna alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. So mashallah, marhaba. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, our topic for today is the importance of life, the reality of life. And of course, hum zindagi ko acha se acha karne ki koshish mein lage rehte hain. But at the end of the day, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there are certain things which are not in our hands. It is of course in the dasti qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Aur ye wo cheez hai jo hamare haath mein nahi hai. There are many things out of which maut is one of them, death is one of them. And this is the reality that we got to prepare for our death. And we have to prepare, for our akhirah. We have to better it, inshallah, azza wa jal, with different types of preps that we can do. But we are stuck in the comfort of this world. We fear death. Hum is tarah se darte hain aur bhagte hain. Halaki, maut is actually a form of mercy and rahmat to the believers. And this is the teachings of Allah azza wa jal, the teaching of the Holy Quran, the teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So inshallah azza wa jal, this is just some sort of motivation. Firstly, we have actually read this and understood this parable from the Holy Quran, whereas Allah azza wa jal had then punished those people who ran away from that city in order to save their lives. Lekin wahan jungle mein jaane ke baad bhi maut se na bach sake. And when the angel came with a loud shriek, when he screamed and said, Mutu, due to that piercing and fearful voice, they all had died instantly. Likewise, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there was a person, Abdul Malik bin Marwan, and he was the leader and the king of the Banu Umayyah. So it has been reported when the plague had hit his people, when this bimari, this virus, this sickness came to his people, itna ye khauf zada ho gaya tha. Matlab ye chutkala hai, it's a joke about actually what had happened in the books the ulamas have written, that since he was the king and this virus, this plague had actually came into his people, when his people were affected with this bimari and sickness, so due to the fear of death, he ran away with his army, with his soldiers, with his people. Zahir se baat hai, badsha hai, to shan o shaukat ke saath wo nikal pada jungle ki taraf kisi dusre ilaqe mein, and he took his army, his forge, his people, and he continued traveling. And he settled for several days in different places, escaping from the claws of death. So, jo iska khadim tha, so one day he told, dekho bhai, mujhe neend nahi aa rahi hai, to koi waqia sunaiye, mujhe kuch bataiye, so that mujhe neend aa jaye, you know, dil behlane ke liye, time pass karne ke liye. So, jo khadim tha, the servant of this king, Abdul Malik bin Marwan, the servant thought to himself that today is the perfect time to give him a good lesson. मतलब मैं ऐसा कुछ वाकया सुनाना चाहता हूँ अपने बादशाह सलामत को कि ये कुछ सबक इससे सीखे. तो ये कौन सा वाकया सुना सकता हूँ? तो इन्होंने ये बताया कि एक मरतबा, once upon a time, there was a fox who made friendship with a lion. So जाहिर सी बात है, लोमड़ी जो होती है काफ़ी होशियार होती है, and therefore this fox that was very intelligent, it made friendship with the lion to save itself from many other harmful animals in the jungle. So ये दोनों अच्छे दोस्त हो गए थे. जाहिर सी बात है, शेर का सामना कौन करेगा भाई. So this lion used to protect the fox at all times and defend the fox if any other deadly animals, any dangerous animals would come into the jungle. So this fox used to go and stand next to the lion. तो lion जब अपना मुंह खोलता था तो बाकी जो जानवर होते थे वो भाग जाते थे शेर के डर से. So one day what happened was an eagle came from the top to attack the fox. और जो लोमड़ी थी ये चिल्लाना शुरू कर दी कि शेर साहब, आई एम अंडर एन अटैक. सो दिस लायन देन केम एंड ट्राई टू प्रोटेक्ट द फॉक्स फ्रॉम द क्लॉज ऑफ दिस ईगल, एंड बचाने में कामयाब भी हुआ. ही वॉज एबल टू सेव फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, एंड ही ब्रॉट द फॉक्स एंड केम विद हिम बैक टू द जंगल. और कुछ ही देर के बाद द वेरी सेम ईगल केम अगेन फॉर द सेकेंड टाइम, एंड दिस टाइम या इट केम एंड इट पिक्ड अप द फॉक्स and it flew towards the sky, and this time here the lion could not do anything and help and assist the fox. So therefore the fox continued screaming and asking for help from the lion by saying, mujhe bachao, bachao, lion sahab, mujhe bachao, save me, help me. So that lion, jo sher hai zahir si baat hai, aur uska samna kaun kar sakta hai, I mean from people, people fear lions because it's a very harmful animal. लेकिन फिर शेर ये कहने लगा कि भाई, आई कुड सेव यू फ्रॉम द पीपल ऑफ द लैंड, आई कैन हेल्प यू फ्रॉम द पीपल हु लिव अपॉन दिस लैंड, लेकिन मैं क्या कर सकता हूँ अगर कोई ऊपर से आए तुमको ले जाए? देन व्हाट कैन आई डू एंड हेल्प यू, हाउ कैन आई हेल्प यू एंड असिस्ट यू? अल्लाहु अकबर. सो दिस वॉज ए लेसन टॉट टू मलिक बिन मरवान बाई हिज सर्वेंट दैट ट्राई टू मेक हिम स्लीप, वॉज टेलिंग हिम ए स्टोरी, एंड दिस वॉज ए लेसन व्हिच मलिक बिन मरवान देन अंडरस्टूड दैट बात ये है, असल में बात यह है कि जो ज़मीन के लोग हैं, मतलब मेरे जो लोग हैं, मेरी जो फौज है, मेरा जो शान है, रुतबा है, स्टेटस है, माई आर्मी, माई पीपल कैन प्रोटेक्ट मी एंड सेव मी फ्रॉम द हार्म्स ऑफ दिस अर्थ, फ्रॉम द पीपल ऑफ दिस अर्थ. बट इफ एनी टाइप ऑफ सिकनेस, एनी टाइप ऑफ वायरस दैट डिसेंड फ्रॉम द स्काई एज ए फॉर्म ऑफ अजाब, देन हु कैन सेव मी, हु कैन हेल्प मी? अल्लाह अकबर. He then realized that this is a very good waqia and story for me to realize that this virus will attack me if I'm meant to die. Agar marna isme likha hai ki isi se marna hai, then nothing can save me, no matter where I run, where I can go and hide. And therefore he goes back into his city with his people, and he remained there, and nothing actually happened to him. That plague did not affect him, and he remained alive for some time. Anyways, this was mentioned to give you some sort of hope that we have come in this world by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we will leave this dunya by the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We can never ever escape death. You know, even it is for a split moment, we would not be spared that moment. Hum ye nahi keh sakte hain maut se ki bhai mujhe ye kaam karna hai, mujhe kar lene dijiye, phir main wapas aunga. Not even a moment will be granted to you. Jahan likha hai, jab likha hai, jaise jahan likha hai, as it is written in our destiny, this is how we will have to leave this world. There is no machine, there is no there is nothing, there is no technology that can save us from death. So therefore inshallah azza wa jal, the reason behind this waqia and these the lessons that we derive from these incidents is basically to strengthen our iman, strengthen our faith, and always remember very well that leave everything into the merciful hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we should take the necessary precautions, but at the end of the day, jo log kamzor ho jate hain, khauf zada itne zyada ho jate hain ki rona shuru kar dete hain ki hamara kya hoga, aise logo ke liye befikr hona chahiye. We should remember ki just as a survey that was done, there are almost 95,000 people globally who die every month only with accidents. This is a recent survey that was done. 95,000 people globally every month. Matlab ye monthly hai, har mahina ye ho raha hai. Puri dunya mein log accidents ke zariye se mar rahe hain. Hum uske bare mein khauf zada to nahi hote jab hum gaadi chala rahe hote hain ki kabhi bhi kuch bhi ho sakta hai. Matlab ho to sakta hai, lekin us waqt hum kitne itminan ke sath gaadiyan chala rahe hote hain. Usi tarah aap befikr rahe and leave this to the merciful hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dusri baat ye hai ki there are different types of viruses. As one recent research has mentioned that there are 49,000 people that die globally every month with flu virus. There is a different virus in the form of a flu which affects people globally. 49,000 people monthly. Lekin koi is bimari se nahi dar raha hota. We are not fearing. Usi tarah kai cheeze aur bhi hain regarding accidents, regarding other viruses, heart attacks. Isi tarah kai zyada viruses or sicknesses is waqt phele hue hain duniya bhar mein. We should always ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for protection. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep our iman protected, keep our lives protected, so that we continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum toba karein, apne zindagi ko sudharein, isse sabak hum lein, ibrat lein, ki jo hamari saansein chal rahi hain, Allah ka zikr hum karein, Allah ki hamd bayan karein. Allahu Akbar. May we repent from our sins, may we make our current day better than the former one, so that we can become better Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal. In this way, we will reform ourselves and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers under the Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, hum ek Madani guldasta dekhte hain. And after watching this video, we will continue with our program. Please, yes, stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah Almighty has given us two hands. It is a great blessing of Allah Almighty as we can do our work and activities with ease. But did you know that it is a good habit to do good actions with the right hand, such as holding a book, eating food, drinking water, taking something, giving something, etc. If we do all good actions with the right hand with the intention of reward, we will be rewarded and Allah Almighty and His Messenger وسلم, will be pleased with us. Dear viewers of Madani channel, do not use the left hand for any good actions. For example, if a child already has something in his right hand and now he wants to hold something else, he should still extend his right hand instead of left hand. Eating and drinking with the right hand is sunnah, and eating and drinking with the left hand is an act of Satan. We should also make it a habit to use our right hand, the blessings of which we also gain in the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. Therefore, Mulana Sardar Ahmad Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala, one of the great religious scholars of Pakistan, says, the habit of using the right hand in taking and giving should be so habitual that even on the day of judgment, the right hand is raised to take the book of deeds. If so, then one will indeed be successful. May Allah Almighty give us tawfiq to carry out every good and permissible actions with the right hand. Ameen bijahin Nabi Jil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyullah. Do shair sayyidi ala hazrat ka sunte hain, inshallah phir ikhtitam ki janib jate hain. In the next 2 minutes we will be terminating, so therefore ye pyara pyara kalam hai of sayyidi ala hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala in the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chalo mil ke padhte hain inshallah. Sabse aula o ala hamara nabi, sabse bala o ala hamara nabi, نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا و اعلی ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھیلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھیلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا رسول اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have come to the end of our program for today, and yes, tomorrow we shall be back with another power pack episode of the series called The Early Echo. This is your family channel and your family program. Do not forget, inshallah azawajal, you can join us on the social media as well, convey this message to others, and tomorrow we will be back inshallah. So please stay tuned to Madani channel. Until then, stay safe, be good inshallah wherever you are, and remember well the missionary statement of Da'wat-e-Islami, and that is simply, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of